Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Bree. How may I help you?
Hi, Bree. I was calling the 800 customer service number to see the legitimacy of a survey that I just filled out with unlimited discount now for the win of iPad Pro.
Okay. May I have your zip code, please?
61109.
Hey, may I have your first and last name?
Patricia Curry.
And that zip code was 61109?
Correct.
Have you actually ordered anything yet?
Not yet, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So what was your question?
The question is, I was playing a game online, and then it says it's through Amazon, I believe, but then the company is unlimiteddiscountnow.com, and they have you fill out five questions in the survey, and then they give you three chances to win the iPad Pro with the Magic Keyboard today, and I chose the right box, but what I want to know before I enter my information is this legit?
So basically, it's basically a sweepstake. So it's possible that you could win, and you'll just be charged as of now for entering the sweepstakes. So within the terms and conditions,
it just said shipping and handling. It didn't say the item is said is free itself, but. What are the shipping and handling costs? That's what it didn't tell me online. It just said
it can
if
go,
you pay with MasterCard, it's 28% less. You
can
know
be
what that is.
Up to $2 to $6.95.
Okay.
So after that, you have 48 hours to cancel. If not, you will be joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, which you will be like sent different things each month for being, you know, being in the membership, and you'll get sent like little things each month.
Okay, so what does these things cost?
What does what cost, ma'am?
Okay, you said by entering my information, I automatically I'm entered into some type of sweepstakes. What is that? What does that entail, though?
That is, you stated the iPad, correct?
Yes, but I'm saying after that, what am I obligated for after the shipping and handling for this particular item?
A gift voucher each month.
That they're going to automatically bill my credit card?
Correct.
Okay, so why don't they tell you that in the, you know, when you
Did you go to the website? Well, before you put it in, do you see the terms and conditions?
They don't say anything about what you just told me. That's why
okay.
I'm calling. But
so
you're
in your email right now?
No, I'm not in my email. I'm on the website.
Okay.
Where it says to clean your iPad Pro with Magic Keyboard today. And then number one, it shows the item. And then number two is the shipping information. Number three is payment information. And give me a moment. And it doesn't give you no terms and conditions. Hold on. Okay, just one second.
No problem.
The terms and conditions talks about my information.
What does the terms and conditions say, ma'am?
It doesn't say anything about I'm obligated for anything else past this. It talks about your privacy and what they do and do not do with your information.
Is that everything?
It's got disclosure of information, and then active information collection, our commitment to children's privacy, and then it says your consent, it says policy. So it's a privacy policy. And then it says, welcome to the iPad Pro Sweeps. SWEEPS. Can you still hear me?
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about that.
I'm just trying to... I don't see anything in writing about what you just said. And everything that was said before I got to this point, it didn't say anything about being enrolled in a constant program where they're going to be billing my credit card. This is what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand that. However, with you not having an account, I won't be able to really assist you as much as I would like to. However, I would advise you just to read and go over the terms and conditions.
I mean, have you gotten calls with fraudulent things? Is what I'm asking.
No, ma'am. I have notated the account. Is there any? One moment.
Ma'am, we can't help with anything but once you place orders. We can't help you with the websites or finding terms and conditions or anything like that. So we do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great night, ma'am.